Hello there, friend, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio on this Sunday, January the 12th, 2014. It still feels kind of weird just saying 2014. It really does. How's the weekend coming along? Hopefully it's coming along quite well for you. My name is Joey Kroll, and if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's a program that is focused on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. We try to saturate and ground this program within the Word of God. So good to be spending some time with you today. And tell you what, I'm looking forward to the next 30 minutes. We're going to be playing some of your favorite songs, taking a look at some great devotions and scriptures as well. So I hope you can join me right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of life, righteousness scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live.
ride. You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. So good to be spending some time with you this weekend. Last weekend, the weather was kind of interesting around here, wasn't it? Just the blizzard-like conditions. I know our church had to cancel services last Sunday, and just it was a lot of shoveling. It was not fun. I'm ready for summer. Amen. Well, Fred, I hope and pray your weekend is coming along. And the story of the rebellious prophet Jonah shows us how God desires to use both blessings and trials to challenge us and change us for the better. See, five times in the book of Jonah, it says that the Lord prepared circumstances for Jonah, both good and bad. In Jonah chapter 1:4, we read that the Lord sent a storm. It says that he sent out a great wind on the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea. And after the mariners discovered that Jonah was the reason for the storm, they threw him overboard. Then God prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah to save him from drowning. Later in the book, we read that the Lord prepared a plant to shade Jonah. Then we see that the Lord prepared a worm to kill the vine, as well as a scorching wind and sun to beat down upon him. See, these circumstances were used to reveal Jonah's rebellious attitude. Only after that revelation could God directly confront Jonah's heart problem. Friend, as you and I face difficult circumstances and situations, any type of situation that is, we should remember that God is sovereign over both the blessings and the troubles that come our way. He desires to use everything to build our character. And you can read more about that in the first couple of verses of James chapter 1. He uses both good and bad to transform us and guide us on our journey.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, our needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful? Our every weakness, take it to the Lord in load of care. Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou will find solace there.
The great voice of Jaden Lavick today here on Sunday Worship, and oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. Well, it's going to be round two of a community-wide Bible study. Yeah, we're doing that again here at Great News Radio, meeting at Judah Christian School in Champaign, and this go-around, we're going to be studying Genesis 1, 2, and 3. It's going to be taking place the first and third Friday of every month, beginning this Friday, the 17th, and will last until Friday, March 21st. Again, studying Genesis 1, 2, and 3. If you were part of the Bible study the last go-around during the Merge Gospel Bible study, you know this time would be great. It's going to be led by Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffo, and it gets underway this Friday. There's still room for you to get involved, $10, and that will pretty much cover all the materials as well. Again, meeting at the Judah Christian School, 908 North Prospect Avenue in Champaign. To get registered or to get more details, just give us a call in the office at 217-367-7777. Or you can get more details at the website greatnewsradio.org.
Troubled soul, all the broken pieces that you hold, turn them over, give them up, and then watch what Jesus does. Oh, heavy heart, oh, heavy load, lay it down and let it go. look full in his wonderful face. I wanna grow dim standing next to him in the light of his glory.
Contemporary version of a classic, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. That's Nicole Norneman, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Ukrainian gymnast Larissa Latnina held the record of 18 Olympic medals. Now, she won them in 1956, 1960, and in the 1964 Olympics. Now, the 48-year-old record was surpassed when Michael Phelps swam for his 19th gold medal in the freestyle relay in the 2012 games. Somebody once said that Larissa Latnina kind of got lost in history, one publisher said. When the Soviet Union broke up, we had forgotten about her. See, friend, Paul the Apostle reminds us that sometimes hard work is forgotten. Athletes subject their bodies to great discipline as they train to win perishable medals for their effort. But it is not just that the medals are perishable. See, over time, people's memory of those achievements dim and fade. If athletes can sacrifice so much to achieve rewards on earth, rewards that will eventually begin to be forgotten, how much more effort should followers of Christ work hard to gain an imperishable crown? See, the sacrifice of athletes and determinations of them are rewarded with medals, trophy, and money. But even greater, our Father in heaven rewards the discipline of his children. God will never forget our service done out of love for him who first loved us. He sees
and he hears me when I call.
That's right, you're listening to Sunday Worship on Crate News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and I know Christmas is behind us, but there's a passage that I still want to read from Matthew 1:23. It says, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. Well, friend, here we are, Sunday the 12th, and of course, December 25th was just a few weeks ago, but I want to remind you that he is still Emmanuel. He still is God with us. Even though Christmas is long gone, Jesus is still with us. God is still with us. In the midst of your trial, in the midst of your struggling situation, in the midst of your season, do not forget that he is still Emmanuel. He is present with us.
The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God.
God's praise, then when we first begun.
Yeah, what a beautiful voice. Karen Peck from Karen Peck and New River, an amazing Grace right here on this Sunday. That's right, Sunday worship on Great News Radio. And friend, thank you so much just for letting me tag along with you today on this Sunday. And you can send in your song request. Maybe there's a song that you heard once or twice and you'd love to hear it on the program again. You can email me anytime. I'd love to hear from you. Or if you have anything you want me to be praying about as well, my email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org. Again, that's Joey, J-O-E-Y, @greatnewsradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. Well, until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. You enjoy the rest of your weekend.